This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is a Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry, and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
All right.
What's good, bro?
What's going on, guys?
What's good, man?
Haima Black, Dynasty Podcast, live from Virgin Hotel, and we are here with The Era. What up? So we got Lightbulb and Chief Manny. How you guys doing?
Feeling good.
All right, so let's move these a little bit closer. Cool. Thank you guys for coming up.
Yeah, bro.
It's good seeing you again.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah. I know. I was going to say, we caught up not this South By that just happened, but the previous South By 2016.
And a lot has happened since then.
I was going to say, like, bring us into what has happened in the world of The Era since that time.
Well, past just The Era, but I remember the last time we met, we was like, okay, it's going to be a lot more of, okay, it's dancers, that's the show. So
right.
The biggest thing since then has been AO and Tao, so shout out to them. Yeah, and it's like, you're going to see them at South by Southwest now. So, mm-hmm. like, it won't just be like, oh, you guys rap. It's like, no, we dance. Plus, we
right
got music to go with our dancing. Yeah. So, like, that's like been, like, the biggest thing as a dance and music thing. But for us, it's a lot. It's a lot more.
It's a lot going on for us. It's like, we had, like, biggest things, like, us, like, August 2015. Is that 2015 or 2016?
I don't know what you're finna say, so.
I stayed show.
Okay, 16.
That was 2016. Like, we had a stage show in the works. I mean, that was like a live show when, like, we actually had like a full show that was like dance and like we showed like different experiences through footwork. It was like a live theater show, but also like a concert kind of thing.
So it feels like The Era is really starting to kind of become something where it really means not just footwork. It's like it feels like it's more maybe theatrical, it's more musical, and it just feels like it's a broadened kind of meaning to it.
It is footwork, but footwork right. is all of that. So we're trying to broaden the image or ask, like, the depiction of what footwork is. So somebody might be like, okay, look, footwork is just this, just dancing. But it's like, no, it's dancing and music. So we try to broaden it past that. So, like, it's not just dancing and music, but it's dancing, music, and the media aspect to it. So like how hip hop has the rapping, the right. breaking, the graffiti. So like we broaden it.
And what was so crazy about like the stage show was like in the middle of that, like we was in LA doing Low-End Theory with Code 9, shout out to Code 9.
Mm-hmm.
We came up with this concept like footwork for words, and it's like telling stories about being footwork. Like our tracks and music always been like just, you know, bounce and break your back, or
right
mama, or just she getting loose, or we off the loud. So like our tracks always been like just these small things, and like he came with the idea like, man, like let's push the story, like let's try to extend it, like make full songs, you feel me? So we just started writing music, and next thing we knew, like we was actually practicing for the stage show in the studio every day with DJ D-Man. DJ D-Man actually he produced a track called Dookie Booty, a legend.
Right. Booty, yeah.
Legend. So like we started working.
If you're a house fan, you know what Dookie Booty is.
So,
like,
yeah.
When we started working with him as an engineer, like recording in his studio, and you know, we let him master the first time, whatever. Like our project, and I'm producing a full, well, we call it a full word mixtape. Not even like a
right. And that was In the Works FM,
yeah,
right?
That was In the Works FM. Like the project, it was crazy. Like the reaction, man. Like people actually liked it. You know what I mean? Like it was, like we didn't really care who liked it because we did it because it was fun.
Right. We put it out as a first right. experience and a first thing. And that was after we met with you. You feel me?
Right. Yeah, that was. Yeah, because when we had met up at South by 16, it really like the main story was the footwork.
And believe it or not, we thought of that concept in 2015.
Yep.
So it's been something you've been working towards.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even like really like, we, like nobody's teaching us how to do that and stuff. Like we didn't even think we'd be writing music or even doing this because we've been like we did it when we was younger, but like we stopped and like started, you know, for working and just dancing. But like now it's like, well, now we got a lane where we can tell our stories now and like really perfect what we're doing as dancers and also just talk about it and like be able to tell our stories and also be able to like portray an image that shows the lifestyle of footwork and other than just it being dancing and music. Like it's a lifestyle that go with it. And we've been raised dancing with the kids. And like it's 30 years of culture that don't nobody really know about. So now we can talk about it.
Well, I was going to say like, no, so Greg, go ahead.
No, I was going to say one thing that helped that a lot is like footworking is a fast paced dance, you know, right. 160 beats per minute, and is a high energy thing. But, like, when we started doing shows with Tech Life, you know, shout out to them.
Right.
When we started doing shows with them, it's like, okay, look, when people want an hour set, it's hard to footwork for 1 hour straight.
That's, I mean, and that sounds like an intense, of
yeah. Like, yeah. Five, four, but, like, it's hard to footwork for 20 minute straights.
Well, I can only imagine the level of choreography that goes into that, the level of, like, endurance. Like, an hour of coordinated choreography footwork with, like, four or five people on the stage where you're all working in tandem, like, that sounds incredibly intense.
Yeah. It's tiring.
I was doing it with Shy by myself. Like we started out with three of us, then after a while, I was doing it by myself with Shy and Spin on tours, like, 2011, going to Sonar and going to Pitchfork, like, just solo, just on stage for an hour. They just, because it was never set up. Like,
right.
It was never like, set up.
It was like, okay, well, y'all DJ, we're going to get up there and dance. Well, that's how it's going to be.
And he figured it out.
And after a while, I just started seeing, like, well, we can get on the mics and just start talking to people and vibing with people and building chemistry and, like, building a story with people or having people connect with us. And then from there, it went to, well, let's start writing music now.
Well, what was the response like when it moved from not just being the footwork, but really, like, going into, like, verbally telling the story across music and everything else?
Two responses. There's always two responses, the good and the bad. But, like, the good response was, for people that's enveloped in the culture, they understood it, and they get why we said what we said over footwork beats. So, some people, the disconnection was, okay, these guys are trying to be rappers now, but it's like,
you're footwork.
Yeah.
Right.
And after sitting on that and thinking about that, like, okay, we see why y'all feel like that, because we put out a whole project that...
It wasn't any visual.
Yeah, it wasn't no visual, so you didn't see we was dancing to every track. Y'all just thought we was footworking over it.
Like, what's crazy is, like, we had visuals, too. We ran into some technical difficulties, so we had to wait on, like, the visual. But, like, later on, we started putting out visuals, and, like, some of our videos got Video of the Week in Mass Appeal. Video came out with Fela. Like,
I was going to say, you just did the title track, ago or so. Like,
yeah.
Pushed, like, the project.
And believe it or not, it was more lined up for it, but we only got to release a couple because, you know... Just like you said, certain things didn't line up right.
What were some of the both advantages and challenges of, like, opening up the experience of what the era is into, like, music, you know, visuals, all these other things?
The biggest thing is learning. So when you put out something for the first time, the response from it, you learn, like, what people liked and what people didn't like.
Right, yeah.
So you learn that some people think y'all just trying to rap, and it's like, no, we wasn't. Why do they think that? Oh, dang. Because they didn't see us footworking to all these, like,
so when learning. Videos, so when the videos came up, people were like, oh, I get it. This is cool.
Right. It's different. Because you can see all of it working in tandem and, like, supporting it.
It's different.
So you see it's visuals.
Like, we're not J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar, but, like, y'all going to see us grow and work our way to getting there. You know what I mean? Because we got different experiences.
In our own lane, you feel me?
Because people, like, Drake can talk about being the best rapper or Cole at that, but we can talk about how Cole has been at footwork since we was kids.
You guys have been doing this
for a minute. And, like, we let Tokyo and everybody have music first, and it was like, man, like, this is different, bro. Like, y'all should just go ahead and push it. Like, people gonna love this music when y'all play it out. So it was fun for us, like, to even work on a project and, like, really push it. And, like, so you see the response. We got a lot of good responses. So the bad response was more like, okay, well, just gonna learn from it.
Right. Or, like, dang, they not footworking now, they rapping. And it's like, no, y'all only feel that way because y'all didn't get a visual experience to what we was talking about.
So what has just opened up now that you have, it's much more multifaceted and you really have, like, you know, multiple components of what the era is and can be.
Right.
What does that open up for you guys?
I mean, we just did a dope performance. Shouts out to Red Bull for,
yes,
you know.
Yeah. With React Presents.
Yeah. Shout out to Red Bull for just making that whole thing come together. So we performed.
That was fun. That was actually fun. We threw our first concert and, like, performed, like, the full mixtape for the first time in front of, like, all our, like, family, friends, people who support us. We had almost, like, close to 300 people in the building, like, for our first.
It's amazing.
You know, for our first one. It was fun because, like, Red Bull, like, really just wanted, like, let us do a lot of the work ourselves and, like, see what it's like to do it and, like, give us, like, just a push. Like so it was fun to partner with Red Bull. Shout out to them. And, like, big ups to Promontory because, like, it turned out to be an exciting thing. Like, people couldn't believe, like, that we could actually rap MC and like footwork at the same time, choreography and telling stories.
It's a lot. I mean, you hear about like a lot of like bigger artists, like the like Tokyo Super Bowl performer artist.
And Tokyo was there too,
and he like, came out.
Yeah,
like, you feel me? Like, a lot of people showed that we didn't even expect to be there, and it was impressed. You feel me? Like so Fuzz was like, man, we glad anybody came to the show because.
And guess what? That show was a learning experience because you have people that's like diehard supporters that enjoy whatever we do. And you got some people that we mess with that's like, all right, look, that was a great show. This is what we feel like was lacking. And we think about it and we like, okay, look, okay, maybe we could have added more, a little more dancing, or maybe could have been this, that, and the third. Yeah. And it's like really getting out there, showing what you got as a team, and right. then seeing the response and then really thinking about it. And
yeah,
for us it's like, okay, we see what's good, we see what's working, we see what's not working, we see.
Well, I just think it's impressive like that you can dance, you can perform vocally at the same time. It's like you hear about a lot of like, you know, like Super Bowl level performers and they all use vocal tracks because they got to run around and sing at the same time, and like a lot of them can't do that.
This is what I have always said. Look, it's like two performers above us is Michael Jackson, is Beyonce, and it's us. I don't give a fuck. Like nobody else. It's Michael Jackson, Beyonce, the era. Chris Brown is good. Everybody else that doing their thing is good, but it's literally
ain't no groups.
Yeah.
Ain't no groups that's
nobody no
and dancing at the same time. Like it's not too many.
Well, and what's interesting about the era too, especially as you guys move into like doing more musically, but like in terms of like the actual like songs versus right. only the footwork, almost everyone is solo these days, and you guys really have that group dynamic. Like, what are the advantages that come with like having a real collective? You know, like a real band.
Man, being friends.
Yeah. You just like I know these guys since you know we all went on prom together. You feel me? Like, so, like, and like P-Top, I've been battling P-Top for years. Shout out to P-Top Steel, they can be a, so they have to take care, you know, they take care of some stuff or whatever. So, but, like, we all been friends for years in the culture for work. So, it's like, we, like, me and P-Top met up and was, like I said, we was doing the Al Pacino movie that got set up for us. And he was doing the same movie I was. And it was like, I almost battled him at the airport asking him what he was even doing here. You know what I mean?
But yeah.
And we ended up getting cool and just talking about the same thing. And finally, we had the same, you know, goals that we wanted to reach inside the culture. And we just partnered up. And they was already ready to do it again. We all had 9-to-5s at the time anyway, so. But after a while, like, I lost my gig, and it was like, well, we might as well push this footwork as much as we can and do it, you know, do it for Rashad, do it for Maya.
Well, and you guys are doing something that I think a lot, not very many people are doing, and you're doing it exceptionally well. So, like, you guys have something very unique that you're offering that it's not like, oh, well, here's the 13th footwork group that's active right now in Chicago. It's like you guys are really, like, operating at a level where you're doing something very unique and that sets you apart.
Yeah. No, just not even... It don't have to be footwork related, you feel me? Just dance group related. So it's like, all right, if I ask you to name the top B-boy group, it'll be like, okay, who is the standout group right now that's doing their thing? Or not even doing their thing, but that's pushing the culture.
Right.
So, like, a lot of the problem with hip-hop in general is, like, some of the old heads, it's like, I'm not messing with what they're doing. But it's like, okay, what they're doing is pushing it to the next level. Mm-hmm. And they might not be the best, or it might not be what you was, you know, grew up on, but they're pushing it. So the only thing with dancing is the crews that's, like I said, B-boys, B-girls, like, push it. Okay, so who is the standout B-boy, B-girl group? Who is the standout JIT, Juka, right. Bucka, Footwork? Like, who pushing it? Like, shouts out to, it's a lot of people, man. Look, Buck the Legend, you feel me?
Yeah.
He pushing Bucking. Yeah, he pushing it.
We've been saying that for years since we was in high school, Memphis Bucking. And, like, you see, like, the AO and TO, you see them, like, doing Memphis Bucking in their moves now. Like, not really even a full Memphis Bucking, but, like, a version of it.
And then the crazy thing is, that's not no style for dancing right now. It's just, like, in black culture, period, that's just how people dance, or how people turn up the party with dance.
Right.
Shouts out to D-Lo. who made a, you know, almost like a basic move in that, which is bopping. Shouts out, right, Lil Chemo. Shouts out to Lil Chemo. Shouts out to Silent Toe, who made up a whip. Shout out to, like, it's like certain elements of the style of dance that's happening now. These people made a music and dance with the song, and it might not be all together at once, but guess what? People are putting it together and they making it work.
Right.
So it's a renaissance thing right now that's happening with dance and music.
Well, and I mean there's a Chicago renaissance happening in general.
No, yeah,
too,
it is.
You know,
yeah,
especially
with the music. Really is.
With, yeah.
It really is. It really is.
Now you guys have. So your publicist told me that there's a new project that we can hint at, but we can't reveal the details of. Yeah. What can we say without giving it all away? Because I'm told we can't unlock the whole thing.
It shows like growth.
Okay.
It shows like growth. It's like you said, like we're not Kendrick or like any of these people that, but we like pushing ourselves to get better every day. So like our next project that we're working on, this stuff is gonna be like definitely growth.
A full footwork experience.
Yeah.
And a different concept of what.
Yeah.
Like a different concept.
Yeah, definitely like involving kids. You know what I mean? Involving kids. That's what we really finna start looking towards, like pushing, involving the kids way more. We got a lot of different volunteer people that we've been partnering with lately. So it's like,
how could, you know, anybody, like kids otherwise, like get involved with what you're doing and become either learn from you guys or contribute or support?
Well, we always got workshops that we're doing.
Yeah.
Right now, it's not just open, like, okay, try out this day or anything like that, so it's not open like that right now, but we always teaching, we always willing to do community work, we always willing to push the footwork culture in general.
Yeah, we always throwing like free events for kids, like,
yeah,
like,
you guys are very active with that.
We actually got something that's dope that's coming up, that's secret, probably can't really say what it is, but like, you know what I'm saying, like it's definitely coming up, it's definitely gonna involve kids, like most, like a lot of the dance community in Chicago, it's a lot of dance community in Chicago, a lot of kids that love to dance, but like we're gonna be able to like give them something dope to come to an experience, so like that's coming this month too as well. So like the next project is just like, it's a surprise, but like it's definitely like fun, exciting, it's definitely worth like getting in tune with, it's definitely like showing our whole type of group,
and we like one thing that I can say for us is like we always been a group or a crew that's been collaborative.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So like if you don't footwork and you a comedian, or if you a rapper, or if you a mime or whatever, like it's always been no for
yeah,
real, like
yeah.
It's, shouts out to Corporate. He been doing like comedian for Chicago. We've been able to work with him. We've been able to work around what people do to work with talents that we feel that we mess with and that's really doing something, like,
and to make it more inclusive and just like more community driven.
I'm telling you, if you have a talent, it could be literally flipping a penny like this and making it land on heads. We will find a way for you to be incorporated with what we're doing.
Because footwork is like, that's our version of, because hip hop is a New York based thing.
Right.
So footwork is like, this is our Chicago based thing we've been having for years here. And like, people like Rashad, Spin, Clint, RP Boo, these are like our Grandmaster Flash. Our
cool
right, the legends,
you
yeah.
Know, you feel me? So like, and we the MCs and the dancers. And right now, we laying the groundwork for it to be pushed again in a whole new direction and for it to be broadened out to whatever it was, it's going to be broader and bigger than what it used to be.
So how can people find out more about what's coming up in the future? How can people reach out to you? Like, what are the best, you know, portals online, or just like, what's the best line to connect with you guys and learn more?
Oh man, you definitely like, you can join our new mailing list, our day one supporter mailing list. So mm-hmm. Definitely online, you can look it up. Follow us on Facebook, just look up the Era Footwork Crew on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and you definitely can find our mailing list.
Right, I think like for Facebook, the exact site is facebook.com/ The Era Takeover, or? Yeah,
no, just We The Era. So
We The Era.
Facebook.com/ We The Era. You can go to theerafootwork.com. Check out our site. Follow us on all that. Follow our SoundCloud. Stick up the Era Footwork Crew.
And you guys are active on all those. Like, you're always there.
Always there, active.
Yeah.
You know, always trying to include new people, collaborate, work with different partners, and focus on your projects, developments, and pushing the culture.
Nah, yeah.
I love it, man. I love that you guys are so community focused, that you're continuing to evolve and like push the concept forward into like new territories and really like do new things. It's cool. No, it's awesome to see, man.
One thing that I can say we about is like when we put out something, the meaning behind it, we'll let you know if it's BS or if it's not BS. So
right.
If it's like somebody saying, oh, this is what we feel it's about, it's like, okay, we're gonna let you know, no, that's not what it's about, or yeah, that's what it's about. Like
we're straightforward.
Yeah, we're straightforward what we about. So if we put out something that's about something, yeah, we're gonna let you know if yeah, that's what it's about or if that's not what it's about.
And that's part of it, like it's really dedicated to like all the supporters, because we finally like sold some more of our era tees.
Yeah.
Sold some, so like all the proceeds went towards like this project. So when it come out, it's gonna be like a real special thing to them, like everybody's supporting us.
And it's very supporter driven. Yeah. Like it was like made possible. Yeah.
It's like supporter driven. It's like because we need support. Like
yeah. Right on, man. What you guys are doing, I love it. Let's keep the conversation going. I'm glad we got to have you back on the podcast, and the mics are on. Like as you have new things coming on, so let's continue this like the next chapter, man. Thank you guys for coming up.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.